感谢主耶稣，我们继续来学习耶稣雅记。
We thank the Lord Jesus, and we continue to study the book of Joshua.
我们谈到以色列百姓他们依靠神能够耶柜踏入河里面，他们能够过约旦河。
We have studied how the Israelites were guided by God to cross the River Jordan.
那过约旦河之后呢，他们做两件事情。
After which they did two things.
第一个就是行割礼。
Firstly, they underwent circumcision.
第二个呢，主耶稣跟耶稣雅显现，他要做以色列军队的神跟耶稣雅显现，他要做以色列军队的元帅。
And secondly, God told Joshua that he would become the leader of the Israelite army.
最后呢，他们就在约柜的带领下面能够绕城，这个一天绕一次，七天绕，第七天绕七次，就把城攻陷下来了。
Lastly, under the guidance of the Ark of the Covenant, they marched around Jericho one time on each day, and on the last day, they marched around the city of Jericho seven times, and the walls came down.
那我们用一个题目来讲这一段故事。
So we have made a topic for this story.
我们来看启示录的十二章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 12.
这里记载神的教会。
Here talks about the church of God.
以色列百姓他们在旧约就是神的军队、神的家、神的教会。
In the Old Testament, the Israelites were the army of God. They were the house of God and the church of God.
今天我们也是神的教会。
And today we are the church of God.
启示录十二章的第一节。
In Revelation chapter 12, verse 1.
十二章第一节。
Chapter 12, verse 1.
天上出现一个大异象。
Now a great sign appeared in heaven.
有一个妇人身披日头，脚踏月亮。
A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet.
头戴十二个星的冠冕。
And on her head a garland of 12 stars.
这个妇人，如果我们仔细读这个启示录，就是神的教会。
If we continue reading on, this woman actually represents the Church of God.
这边特别提到神的教会是身披日头，脚踏月亮。
And it specifically says that the church is clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet.
我们知道主耶稣基督在遍茂山上显现，他的脸像日头。
We know that the Lord Jesus Christ appeared on the mountain, and his face shone like the sun.
所以我们知道日头代表着神本身。
And we know that the sun represents God himself.
受割礼就是预表着我们现在的洗礼。
And circumcision represents baptism.
那我们受割礼就是披戴耶稣基督。
And when we are circumcised, we put on Christ.
所以呢，披戴耶稣基督可以用身披日头来这个所以割礼洗礼就是身披日头。
So circumcision or baptism is
身披日头，因为我们就披戴了耶稣基督嘛。
Is putting on Christ.
那我们又以主耶稣为元帅。
And we need to make God our leader.
这也是好像是披戴着耶稣基督来跟随他来过打仗的生活。
Which is to follow him to lead the battle of our life.
那耶利哥城的意思是什么意思呢？
What does Jericho, the city of Jericho mean?
耶利哥这个意思就是 moon, 就是月亮的意思。
Jericho means moon.
那月亮本身有两个意思
Which has two meanings.
它就是它本身是很美丽的。
The moon itself is very beautiful.
我们看列王记下的第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 2.
列王记下的第二章。
Second Kings chapter 2.
列王记下第二章。
Second Kings chapter 2.
请你读十九节。
Verse 19.
第二章十九节。
Second Kings chapter 2, verse 19. Then the men of the city said to Elisha, Please notice, the situation of the city is pleasant, as my Lord sees, but the water is bad and the ground barren.
这边有提到耶利哥吗？十九节有没有
？Oh, sorry.
Did he say Jericho?
No.
Oh. No. In Chinese translation, he said Jericho. Did he? Did verse 18 say Jericho?
Yeah.
Yeah. 所以耶利哥城它是地势非常美丽的。
So Jericho was very beautiful.
Actually, Jericho 又称为棕树城的 City of Palm Tree.
Jericho was called the City of Palm Trees.
如果你不知道耶利哥像什么，你想象成 California 就对了。
If you don't know what it is, just imagine California.
因为耶利哥它地势低比较没有水，但是它有很多泉水。
Because the ground of Jericho was very low, so they did not need water.
Low, but they don't,怎么说呢？但是它有很多泉水。
Oh, but they had many springs.
California 是个 desert, 对不对？
California is a desert.
为什么你可以在这里生活？
So why are you able to live here?
因为有什么？
Why?
Colorado River is here, right?
Because the river Colorado is here.
是不是这样？我们这里的 river 叫什么？
What river is it?
California, please. I forget about what river is this? 我们靠哪条河？科罗拉多河嘛，对不对？
Isn't it the river of Colorado?
所以就引水灌溉，我们就有水喝嘛，对不对？
So when you pipe the water in, then you have water to drink.
那耶利哥也是这样子。
So Jericho is like that.
你知道它很低所以很热。
It is a very low land, so it's very hot.
是不是？
Isn't it?
它地势低所以热。
Because the ground is low, so.
那中国大陆那个吐鲁番洼地有没有很热？吐鲁番洼地中国大陆有没有？吐鲁番洼地是不是很热？低就热，对不对 ？Hello， 不知道，不知道，低低就是 low。When you are in a valley, like Death Valley, is very hot, right? Okay. 那你热像 California 这么热，如果 有太阳嘛，那如果又有水，它的地势就很美好。
So if the land is like California is very hot, then the ground and the water will be very good.
那所以呢，它是很漂亮，像 moon 一样漂亮的地方。
So it's as beautiful as the moon.
所以耶稣亚攻打耶利哥就是身披太阳，脚踏月亮。
So when Joshua was attacking the city of Jericho, he was clothed with the sun and with the moon under his feet.
他把它攻倒了嘛，对不对？
Because he had attacked it.
那耶利哥又是一个很罪恶的城市。
And Jericho was a very evil city.
那这个月亮它就是掌管黑暗的。
So the moon is the is a guardian of darkness.
我们来看诗篇一百三十六篇第九节。
Let's turn to Psalms 136 verse 9.
诗篇一百三十六篇第九节。
Psalms 136 verse 9.
一百三十六篇第九节。
Psalms 136 verse 9.
History.
The moon and stars to rule by night, for His mercy endures forever.
他说照月亮它是管黑夜的啦。
So the moon is in control of darkness.
所以月亮就是黑夜的头头啦。
So the moon is the head of darkness.
Yes. 所以呢，这个耶利哥就是罪恶的黑夜的头头啦。
And Jericho was the leader and the head of the most evil.
这个城市很糟糕，所以呢，什么东西都不可以拿，什么东西都要毁灭掉。
Because of the evil state that it was in, everything had to be destroyed and none could be taken away.
所以月亮漂亮，但是是黑暗的头头。所以这个攻耶利哥就是脚踏月亮。
So because the moon is beautiful and
黑暗的头头。
And is the in control of darkness.
所以攻耶利哥就是脚踏月亮。
So to defeat Jericho was to like to have to step on the moon.
所以现在题目清楚了没有？
So is the title clear?
听得懂吗？
Do you understand?
那我们就来写这个then we study point by point, right? 我们先来看身披太阳。
Let's look at how, what does it mean to be clothed with the sun.
我们看耶稣雅记的五章第二节。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 5 verse 2.
耶稣雅记的五章第二节。
Joshua chapter 5 verse 2. At that time the Lord said to Joshua, make flint knives for yourself and circumcise the sons of Israel again the second time.
第六节。
And verse 6. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness, till all the people who were men of war who came out of Egypt were consumed, because they did not obey the voice of the Lord, to whom the Lord swore that he would not show them the land which the Lord had sworn to their fathers that he would give us, a land flowing with milk and honey.
Okay. 所以呢，以色列人在行走旷野的时候没有受割礼。
So when the Israelites were walking in the wilderness, they had not underwent circumcision.
我有时候不太了解为什么神不给他们受割礼啊。
I still do not understand why God did not allow them to undergo circumcision.
我在想哦，他们是跟着这个云柱走了哦。
And I think it's because they were following the pillar of cloud.
It's a very personal opinion.
It's a very personal opinion of
mine. 那你知道受割礼要怎么样？
What does it mean to have a circumcision?
那受割礼之后要怎么样？
And what do you do after circumcision?
要怎么样？要 rest， 对不对？你手术之后要不要 rest？
After surgery, do you need to rest?
你没有办法走路的啦。
Because you have, there's no way you can walk.
你走路要这样走。
You have to walk like that.
你没有办法走路的。
There's no way you can walk.
那他也不知道这个受完割礼之后，云柱是不是马上起行啊？
And you don't know whether after circumcision the pillar of cloud will arise.
这是可能的一个原因。I don't know. The Bible is silent, right?
This is perhaps one of the reasons.
啊，第二个原因呢？
And the second reason?
为什么他们会漂流三十八年呢？
Why were they wandering for 38 years?
为什么？
Why?
继续漂流，两年之后继续漂流三十八年。
After 2 years, they continued wandering for 38 years.
在旷野，为什么？
Why is that so?
Okay.啊 ，Jeffrey， 呢？哎 ，Jeffrey， 来 ，Are you teacher？ Are you teacher？ 来 ，Samantha 呢 ？Amanda 呢 ？Look at you， where's Samantha？ Left， 哎呀，来 ，Amanda， you know？ Why they need to continue to wander in the wilderness for another 38 years？Is it a blessing or a punishment? Of course, it's a punishment, right? They don't have faith to enter into the. Sorry, 对不起啊，当然是一个，他们当然是一个那个一个处罚，他们没有信心进迦南地啊。
Of course, it's because they were punished, so they had no, they could not enter the land of Canaan.
这些是罪人呐。
These were sinners.
罪人不要给他们受洗，不要。
And God did not want
them.
So that's why God did not want them to be circumcised.
你们都知道割礼就是受洗的意思嘛，对不对？
All of you know that to be circumcised is to be baptized.
这有可能是这两个原因呐、啊。
So this is perhaps the two reasons why.
那现在已经大家有信心了，已经这个过约旦河进了迦南地了。
So now that everybody has crossed the river of Jordan with faith and entered into the land of Canaan.
啊，他们就开始受割礼啊、哦。
They started to have be circumcised.
那、啊、你会问一个问题哦。
So you ask one question.
这个时候不是很危险吗？你刚进来，那个敌人虎视眈眈。如果你这时候受割礼，敌人打过来，你不是死定了吗？
Isn't it very dangerous now? And like, if the enemies come and attack you, aren't you dead?
是不是啊？是不是这样？是不是？是不是这样？
Isn't it like that?
啊！这个太危险了吧！现在你把男人通通手术。
Not too dangerous now.
You do operation on all the male.
And you perform surgery on all the males.
那如果敌人打过来怎么办呢？
And what if they come and attack you the next day?
为什么神要在那个时候一过河就让他们做这个事情呢？为什么？
Why did God want them to be circumcised the minute they cross the river Jordan?
这个 timing 为什么是那个时候呢？
Why was it this timing?
Anyone? Oliver?Do you guys read Book of Joshua? 啊？啊？为什么？哦，他们已经到了迦南了。迦南一把叫有道理哦。
It's because they entered the land of Canaan, and Canaan represents the church.
你这个想的比我更深一点，感谢主。
So what you have thought is deeper than what I have thought. So thank God.
五章的第一节啊，第一节。
Let's read chapter 5 verse 1.
五章的第一节。
Joshua chapter 5 verse 1. So it was when all the kings of the Amorites who were on the west side of the Jordan and all the kings of the Canaanites who were by the sea heard that the Lord had dried up the waters of the Jordan from before the children of Israel until we had crossed over, that their heart melted and there was no spirit in them any longer because of the children of Israel.
人看是最危险的，因为这个一过去哦，敌人马上来，人看是最危险，但是时间在神看来，神知道那个时间是最安全的。
Although this seemed like the most dangerous situation, because once they had crossed the river, the waters of Jordan, they would be attacked. But to God, it was the perfect timing.
圣经上讲,
And in the Bible it says,
这个太神奇了，怎么可能这个河水会断了呢？大家心都消化了。
That all the people's heart melted because, it was miraculous that the waters were cut off.
所以就不再有胆气了。
So they did not have the courage.
大家手都软了啦。
And all their hands became weak.
所以有时候，你们刚不是，你们中午不是唱吗？Your way is not our, 怎么唱？ Your way is not our way, your thought is not our thought.
So we sing that hymn this morning.
是不是？不是，中午的时候你们不是唱吗？
Didn't we sing that hymn, Holy Sovereign Lord?
Yes, Holy Sovereign Lord. So your time is not our time.、Oh. 这个，我们受洗哦，有时候自己会算时间哦。
So after we are baptized, we ourselves count our days.
你们没有办法算，因为你们 一出生就被浸到水里面去了嘛，对不对？
You do not really have the opportunity to count because once you were born, you were baptized.
但是很多人他们会算哦，我什么时候受洗最好？
But many people calculate when is the best timing for them to get.
最好我死之前受洗最好，真的是不是？
And some think that it's just before you die that you get baptized and it's the best.
我明天要死了。
I'm gonna die tomorrow.
我今天去受洗啊。
So I'll be baptized today.
我的罪，我这一辈子那个糊涂账，通通结束了，通通没有了。
And all my sins will be washed away.
这个是最好的，是不是？
This is the best, isn't it?
同意这样的，请举手。
Do you agree with this?
Timing, 要通过 timing right now.
Do you agree with this timing?
我有一次，我们传福音去给一个十八岁的年轻人，跟你一样大。
I have preached to someone who is 18 years old like you.
然后他传道，我不能洗礼啦。
And he told me, preacher, I cannot be baptized.
我女朋友还现在还太少，没有女朋友，我要交很多女朋友。
Because I have too few girlfriends now, I want more girlfriends.
我还没有嗑过药，我要试试看嗑药是怎么回事。嗑药 ，take drugs.
I haven't taken drugs, and I want to try out.
我人生还没有享受。
I have not enjoyed life.
我现在受洗不行，现在受洗哦，我的青春就没有了。
And that's why I cannot be baptized because once I'm baptized, I will lose my youth.
人不风流枉少年呢。听到？后面听得懂吗？人不风流就是年轻的时候你一定要好玩一下，才不会枉费你年轻嘛，是不是这样？
So when you are young, you have to like, you have to enjoy more of life's experiences, or else you won't get the chance to.
所以他不受洗的。
So that's why he did not want to be baptized.
其实圣经上不是这个意思的。
Actually, this is not what the Bible means.
第一，我们不晓得我们什么时候会过世。
Firstly, we do not know when we will pass away.
第二
，Secondly,
你看那个夫提天王在讲的，他们那种生活真的是越放纵，人的心越空。
We listen to the testimony of preacher Vudi, and he says that the more you indulge yourself in life's pleasures, the emptier you feel inside.
很多从小长大的基督徒都觉得那个生活很好。
And many people who grow up in church think that this kind of life is good.
而且那个生活到最后心很空的，很寂寞的。
But eventually you will feel empty and lonely.
甚至他说的七岁，他的 niece 几岁？他的 nephew 几岁？九岁是吧？九岁的小朋友都可以了解这样的价值哦。
Preacher Buddhist niece a nephew is 7 years old and he can understand this teaching.
连九岁就知道这个放纵的生活是没有平安的。
At age 9, he knew that this kind of life is has no peace.
那圣经又讲说我们要早早得享神的慈爱。
And the Bible tells us that we must obtain the mercies of God in our early days.
所以其实你们是最幸福的哦。
So we are the most blessed.
有时候你不会觉得啦。
Sometimes we do not feel this.
真的，有一次我遇到你们当中的一个人，然后。
Indeed, there was once when I had an encounter with one of you.
我被你的话有点感动到我的心了。
And I was touched by what you have said.
因为我看到你一天到晚参加这里的聚会那里的聚会，我就你说你怎么那么喜欢聚会嘛？
Because I see that you attend services regularly, and I ask why do you like attending services so much?
我记得有一个同龄教跟我说。
And I remember one of the members telling me.
他说传道我的生活很 boring 的。
He told me that preacher my life is boring.
我就弹弹琴呢。
So I fall in love. So I choose to play the piano.
Oh,
the internet.
Oh, that's why I'm boring. Then.
And I feel that my life is very boring.
Oh, 上教会, no?
So I just go to church. Another statement he said really touched me.
But I'm satisfied with the way I am. 我这样子我觉得很满足。你们是不是这样子?
Are you like that?
还是一定要跟Woody以前一样，一定要跳舞才能够满足啊？
Or are you like Peter Woody who gains satisfaction from dancing?
不是现在啊。
Not now.
以前一样。
Yeah. But it was last time.
其实啊，真的，我们的心啊，有主耶稣就很满足了。So
indeed, when we have the Lord Jesus Christ in our hearts, we will feel very satisfied.
所以神的受割礼的时间是最好的时间。So
the timing that God chooses to for the Israelites to be circumcised was the best.
那割礼是他们这边说是什么呢？是把在埃及的羞辱呢，从你们身上敛去了。So
in verse 9.
Verse 9.
Then the Lord said to Joshua, "This day I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you. Therefore, the name of the place is called Gilgal to this day."
So, what is the meaning of Gilgal? Rolling what? Shame. Shame on where? Shame on where? Egypt, right? 所以呢，即将就是滚去，滚掉什么呢？羞耻。 哪里的羞耻？埃及的羞耻。所以，当我们受洗的，就是把那些罪恶世界的羞耻呢，通通把它滚去了。So
Gilgal means to roll away the reproach of Egypt, and
yeah, 就这样吧。好，那我们再看看那个神披太阳。So
now we look at what it means to be clothed with the sun.
除了披戴耶稣基督啊，就像洗礼一样哦。
So besides putting on the Lord Jesus Christ, which is likened to baptism.
我们没有读啊，我们读一下罗马书二章。Let's
turn to Romans chapter 2.
28节。Verse 28。你刚刚没有读。二章二十八节。Romans
chapter 2.
Verse 28.
For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh.
所以外面受割礼的不是真正的割礼啦。Outward
circumcision is not true circumcision.
我们这个里面受割礼的才是真正的割礼。And
only inward circumcision is true circumcision.
29，请读。But
in verse 29, but he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not from men but from God.
所以当我们洗礼的时候，就是真的心里真正受割礼。
So when we are baptized, we are our hearts become circumcised.
我们看加拉太书。
Let's turn to Galatians.
这边很 obvious to us that 洗礼就是披戴太阳，披戴耶稣基督。
And in Galatians, it tells us explicitly that to be baptized is to put on Christ.
我们看加拉太书3章27节。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 3, verse 27.
3章27节。
Galatians chapter 3, verse 27. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
Put on Christ, clothed on the sun. 我们就披戴耶稣基督，就是披戴了太阳。
So when we put on Christ, we are actually putting on the sun.
我们再来看他们披戴耶稣基督啊，就是这个身披太阳，就是依靠主耶稣基督啊，就是以主耶稣基督为元帅。
To be clothed with the Son is to rely on the Lord Jesus Christ and to treat Him as our leader.
我们看耶稣雅集第五章十三节。Let's
turn to Joshua chapter 5 verse 13.
十三节到十五节。Joshua
chapter 5 verse 13 to 15. Joshua chapter 5 verse 13. And it came to pass, when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" Verse 14, so he said, "No, but as commander of the army of the Lord I have now come." And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, "What does my Lord say to his servant?" Verse 16, 15, then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, "Take your sandal off your foot, for the place where you stand is holy." And Joshua did so.
这个我们要打仗哦，有时候看环境，我们会失落信心。When
we are fighting a battle and we look at the dire situation around us, we may lose heart.
十三节仔细看哦。
And let's look carefully at verse 13.
耶稣要靠近耶利哥的时候，
When Joshua was passing by Jericho,
他举目观看，
he lifted his eyes and looked.
请问他看到什么？
What did he see?
What did he see?Huh? Anybody can listen? When he lifted up his eyes and see, what did he see? The walls of Jericho. Thank you. What happened to the walls of Jericho? He 举目观看，当然是看到耶利哥的城墙嘛，对不对？
So when he looked up, didn't he see the walls of Jericho?
那个城墙怎么样？
What did the walls look like?
第六章第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 6.
我叫他们来读。
First one.
讲整就可以。来，谁来读一下？
Who wants to read the verse?
Emily, 读一下。
Can
Emily? Chapter 6, verse 1. Now Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and
not
came in.
Okay.
When Joshua looked up and looked,
哇，这个城墙，城门那么高，然后城墙又紧闭，无人出入。
He saw that the walls of Jericho were very high and were securely shut up.
哇，这个怎么攻啊？
So he thought, how do I attack Jericho?
当你看到问题的时候，你会不会心这个 discouraged 啊？
Will you feel discouraged when you are being attacked?
When you have difficulty, when you see, look at the difficulty, right?
When you encounter difficulties.
真的会啊。
You really will.
我今天听到你们的见证，我都有点想哭嘞。
Today, while hearing your testimonies, I felt like crying.
我觉得你们怎么好辛苦哈。
And I thought, why are you so troubled?
来感谢主，还有主耶稣啊，把你们的重担拿掉。
But thank God, the Lord Jesus Christ lifted your burdens.
你知道吗？我们哦，在患难的日子哈，如果胆怯，我们心里的力量就微小。
We know that in these days of tribulation, if our faith is weak, we will feel very small.
有时候我们觉得，哎呀，为什么我们不能够 live up to parents' expectation? 为什么我们都达不到父母亲要我们得到的？
And we feel why we are not able to live up to our parents' expectations.
为什么人家读书都读那么好？
Why do others study better than me?
为什么爸爸妈妈对我总是不满意？
And why are my parents always dissatisfied with me?
你越看困难哦，你就越难过啊。
And the more you meet with tribulation, the more sorrowful you feel.
你越看 ，the more you see.
The more you see,
你的心就会融化掉。
Then your heart will melt.
那最好的路就是干脆就这样一刀算了。
And you feel like killing yourself.
感谢主，你怕痛。
But thank God that God gave you the fear of pain.
真是一个很大的恩赐哦。
Which is a very great grace of God.
其实我觉得几乎每个人都走过这样的路。
I feel that almost every one of you has walked this path.
包括我在内啊。
Including myself.
我们有时候眼睛常常会看到那个，哇，这怎么攻啊？城墙高大，城门紧闭，这个 SAT 怎么考啊？这个 SAT 这么难，SAC 高大 ，SAT 门紧闭，这个太难了吧
？Sometimes when we look at how high the walls in front of us are, for example, our SATs, and we think how difficult the test is.
你妈妈要你读的是什么？大部分都是律师跟医生嘛，对不对
？Most mothers want us to study law or medicine.
你妈妈不叫你读医生跟律师的，请举手。
Whose parents don't want you to study law and medicine?
Do not want you to study law and.
Do not want you to study law and.
啊，真的啊！你们那么爸爸妈妈开明哦。
Are your parents all very open?
他们的父母亲都说：“你要读律师，你要读医生。”
Most parents want you to be either lawyers or doctors.
我跟我女儿讲说：“你不要读医生啦。”
I told my daughter not to study medicine.
你不是，你没有那么聪明啊。
Because you're not that smart.
为什么你没有那么聪明呢？
Why aren't you not very smart?
不是你的错。
It's not your fault.
是我的错。
It's my fault.
我不是很聪明啊。
I'm not very clever.
所以你不用太聪明，没有关系啦。
So you don't need to be too clever.
所以不要读医生，读医生太辛苦了。
So don't be a doctor because it's too much suffering.
当我们父母亲对我们有期待，或是我们本身对自己有期待的时候
，When our parents have expectations for us, or we ourselves have expectations on ourselves，
尤其那个长子跟长女哦
，Especially the eldest son or daughter。
长子跟长女，请举手。
Who here are eldest sons or daughters？
你们哦，有时候责任感太重了。
Sometimes you feel that your responsibility is very great。
你们哦 ，carry too much burden from your parents。你们从父母亲得到的那个，得到的那个重担太重了。
And you carry too much burden from your parents。
怎么办呢
？So how？
你不要只看你的困难。
Don't just look at your sufferings。
你要看那个元帅的刀啊。
But look at the sword of your leader。
你再仔细看十三节。
Let's read carefully, verse 13。
耶稣要靠近耶利哥的时候，举目观看，他看到的是城墙，看到的是困难。
When Joshua was by Jericho and he lifted his eyes to look, what he saw was the walls of Jericho. What he saw was difficulty.
不料有一个人手里有拔出来的刀啊。
And he saw that a man stood opposite him with a sword drawn.
所以你要看到神的刀。
So we must look at the sword of God.
神的力量。
The power of God.
神的武器。
The weapons of God.
Solution of God. 神的方案，神的答案。
And God's answer and direction.
你就是要看到神本身啊。
We must see God Himself.
神不一定要让你考，不一定说你一定要进最好的大学。神没有这样讲嘛，对不对
？God did not say He wants you to enter into the best college.
神有没有说你一定要读医学院？有没有
？Who said？
神有没有说你一定要读医学院？有没有
？Did God tell you that you must study medicine？
哎 ，it's not a sin to go to medical school. Okay， 我不是反对医学院的。我没有反对医学院的啊。
I'm not against medicine.
但是我的意思就是说，当你看到神的时候
，But when you look at God，
就像那个姐妹见，我真的很感动耶。
Just like what the sister testified, I felt very moved.
就是她的 burden 被 lift up， 就是你看到神的时候呢，你就是没有 burden 啦。
She felt her burdens lifted away by God and they disappeared.
从今以后就是为神活就好了。
And from then on, it's the best to just live for Christ.
神要你做什么？神要你做什么
？What does God want you to do？
就是一个字。一个字
Just one word.
敬
Sword.
敬
To fear him.
敬尽心尽意尽心尽力爱主你的身尽那个尽只要你尽就可以了
To give your all.
Yes, all. 尽 Love your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. So all you need to do is to give you all. To give all your all. 你要做的就是把你，我们中国话说哈，凡事尽其在我，但求无愧于心呐、啊，听得懂吗？你对不起，你凡事啊，什么事情都尽你的本分呢、啊，你的心不会责备你就好了。
As long as you give your best to whatever you're doing, and your conscience will not rebuke you.
你妈妈到最后了解的，你爸爸妈妈到最后会了解的。
And your parents will ultimately understand. 啊，
如果有你妈妈问你说，为什么你没有考上哈佛？
If your mom asks you why did you not why are your results not all A's?
你为什么没有考上哈佛 University?
Why did you not enter Harvard University?
你可以问你爸爸妈妈，妈你是哪个学校毕业的啦
？You can ask your parents what university they graduated from.
收回来，收回来，收回来 ，take it back。应该是我可以跟你爸爸妈妈这样说的哦。Maybe I can do that.、
Yeah.
But you shouldn't do that. Don't ask that question. 但是我的就说哦，其实神有没有一首歌叫做 Come as you are?
Is there a song titled Come as you are?
How do you sing?
How do you sing the hymn?
Come as you are. 啊？怎么唱
？How do you sing it?
是不是？No, sorry. Huh?
Take me as I am.
Take me as I am. Come as you are. No, take me as I am. I look at it from the other angle. Take me as I am. Come as who you are. Right? 所以你只要尽自己的力就好了。
So we need to do all our best.
你看到主耶稣，你看到主耶稣哦，你不重担就没有了。
When we look unto Christ, our burdens will be lifted.
你看哦，那个彼得啊，走在海面上。
When you look at how Peter walked on water,
他看到风浪，他就沉下去。
He sunk as soon as he looked at the waves.
他看到主耶稣基督，他就有办法走。
And when he looked to Christ, he could walk.
所以今天我们真的要 turn your eyes upon Jesus. 我们今天眼睛真的要瞪着主耶稣看。
And we need to turn our eyes upon Jesus.
我们今天早上都要讲诗歌，来，我们来看一下，那个其实神不是帮助我们的而已。 Actually,
Jesus does not only help us.
他说呢。 因为耶稣问他说：“你是帮助我们，还是帮助我们敌人的？”Joshua
asked him, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?"
神说 ：“Neither 了，什么都不是。”And
God said, "Neither."
我是要做元帅，而且是要做以色列军队的元帅。But
I am the commander of the army of the Lord.
所有你的一生，So
in our lives,
你就把它交给主了。
We just have to entrust everything to the Lord.
他不是要帮助你,
He not only wants to help you,
他要带领你帮你打仗,
but He wants to guide you to lead you in your battle.
所以神曾经说过一句话, The battle is mine. The battle is mine. 我这个战场是我的，是我要打的，你是我差遣去打的。
That's why God said that the battle is mine and I am sent. And I have sent you to fight the battle for me.
我们来看 Second Chronicle.
Let's turn to Second Chronicles.
历代志下20章15节.
Second Chronicles chapter 20 verse 15.
历代志下20章15节.
Second Chronicles chapter 20 verse 15.
这里以色列跟那个敌人在打仗啊。
Over here, the Israelites were fighting with their enemies.
那神怎么说呢？
And what did God say?
请你读。
Verse 15, and he said, Listen, all you of Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, Do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's.
The battle is not yours, but God's. 我们人生的战场，其实要想，是神在带领我们打仗的，这个战场是神的。
We need to ask whether the battle belongs to the Lord. And whether God is helping us fight our battles. Sometimes we as parents worry too much for you.
其实真的当我们真的把你们奉献给神的时候，
But actually when we offer you up to the Lord,
所谓把你们奉献给神，不是说你们每个人都要当传道，不是那个意思。
It does not mean that if we offer you to the Lord, like we want you to be preachers.
也就是说，让神真的完完全全把你们交给神，让神完完全全来带领你的生命。
It is that we wholeheartedly offer you up to the Lord so that the Lord can use you.
你会知道父母亲就轻松了，安心了。
And then we as parents become less worried.
那你本身也可以自由地飞了。
And you can fly freely.
但是如果你心中没有神，那父母亲就不知道怎么办了，真的。But
if we do not have God in our hearts, then our parents will worry.
所以你也得到平安，父母亲也得到平安。So
when we have peace, our parents have peace as well.
所以你要记得，耶和华主神是你的牧者。So
that's why we need to know that the Lord is our shepherd.
你不会缺乏的。And
we will not lack.
你要记得，主神是你生命的元帅。We
need to know that the Lord God is the commander.
你只要凡事认定他。
And we need to acknowledge him.
他的way就是 best way.
His way is the best way.
也许不是你的way.
It might not be your way.
不是你爸爸妈妈的way.
Or your parents.
But it's the best way.
But it is the best way.
我们一定要这样的一个相信，我们就很平安了。We
need to have this faith, then we'll have peace.
所以呢，我在我们生命当中呢，我们要学习耶稣呀。So
in our lives, we need to learn from Joshua.
当我们知道这个道理之后呢，
After learning the truth.
我们像耶稣一样俯伏在神的面前。We
need to be, we need to be like Joshua to, bow down before the Lord.
他14节。
Verse 14.
第5章的14节。
Joshua chapter 5 verse 14.
耶稣就俯伏在地下拜说：“我主有什么话吩咐仆人？”
Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, "What does my Lord say to his servant?"
所以今天呢，当你认清神的主权，你要常常俯伏在神面前。So
today, when we recognize God as our commander, we need to fall on our face and worship our Lord.
那 你的生命啊，真的就是有神的带领啊。
Then our lives will have God's guidance.
哎，来，我问弟兄一下。
So let me ask the brothers.
将来如果你结婚了之后，你敢不敢？你们谁敢让你太太开车啊？
When you get married in the future, who dares to let your wife drive the car?
你觉得我很放心让我太太开车的，请举手。
Who feels very relaxed about it?
我觉得我太女生就是不会开车，我不让我老婆开车的，请举手。
And you think that girls can, women cannot drive, and I will not ever let my wife drive the car?
No one? Are you honest? Oh.Oh, they, because they are watching. That's why you don't listen. Okay. 我结婚之后，刚开始一段时间，我真的很不放心我太太开车。
After I got married, there was a period of time when I did not want my wife to drive the car.
有时候我实在是很累了哦。
And sometimes when I drive the, when I'm driving, I feel very tired.
我很想睡觉。
And I feel like sleeping.
但是我还是不敢让我太太开。
But I still would not let my wife drive the car.
因为她开的时候，我更紧张这样子。
Because when she drives, I will feel more afraid.
I'm more nervous.
More nervous.
所以，但是我现在已经结婚了20多年了。
But after being married for 20-something years,
我觉得我太太开车比我还猛呢，哦。
I feel that my wife is fiercer when she drives the car. My wife is a better driver than me.
Not better driver, but more aggressive driver.
Oh, a more aggressive driver.
很猛啊！他开车真的很猛啊！我一直说，哎，老婆，你还很年轻哦，开车那么快。
And I say to her, wife, you are still very young. Don't drive too aggressively.
但是我很早，我大概是刚开始很担心，到最后我真的就可以睡着，在旁边我可以睡着，我很放心。
I was very worried at first, but in the end, I could relax and fall asleep.
你们谁真的可以敢把你的车子给别人开，或者是你的太太开呢？谁可以这样做
？Which one of you dares to let others drive your car?
谁肯让主耶稣来开你的车子
？Who allows God to drive your car?
或者是你想自己开自己的车子，走自己的方向，还是让神开你的车子，你就安心的做一个 passenger, go where God wants you to go.
Or would you let God take the wheel and lead you wherever He wants to?
我有次遇到一个姐妹。
There was once when I met a sister.
我问她说你现在怎么样
？And I asked her how are you now?
她传道。
She said.
我当学生的时候，我的车子是主耶稣在开的。
When I first believed in God, God drove my car.
When she was as young as her age.
When she was as young as you, I let God drive my car.
那我是旁边的 passenger.
And I was in the passenger seat.
后来我大学毕业了，我在做事了。
But after graduating from university and when I started working,
我是 driver, 谁是 passenger?
I became the driver and God the passenger.
至少他还帮助我，还跟我有沟通。
And at least I still had communication with him.
现在呢
？But now.
I am the driver.
I am the driver.
这个神已经被我 kicked out from my car.
And God is kicked out from my car.
他自己开了自己人生的道路。
So she drives her own car.
他也是很诚实啦。
At least she's very honest.
但是他也是很敢看。
And very open.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们真的要记得身披太阳。
So we need to remember to be clothed with the sun.
好，我们这里让主耶稣来带领我们的生命。
To allow God to lead us in our lives.
我们再来看脚踏月亮。
Let's look at a feet on the moon.
这个脚踏月亮，它有几个，就是我们会知道，他们都是用信心在交托神，然后。
We see that they used their faith and entrusted everything to.
真的让神啊做元帅。
And allowed God to be the commander.
我们看六章的第一节、第二节。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 6.Verse 1 and 2. Joshua chapter 6, verse 1. Now Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. Verse 2. And the Lord said to Joshua, See, I have given Jericho into your hand, its king, and the mighty men of valor.
Verse 3.
You shall march around the city, all you men of war. You shall go all around the city once. This you shall do 6 days.
这个人打仗哦，一般历史所有军队在打仗，没有人这样打的啦。
So in the history of mankind, nobody fights like the way Joshua did.
这个哪有说绕城就可以打赢的呢
w Which army ever circled a city again and again and defeated their enemies?
这是很奇怪的战术啊。
This was a very strange battle.
有的解析学家这样讲啊。
Some psychologists.
Theologists
say.
但是我不是很相信的。
Say this, but I do not truly believe it.
他们是这样说哦，因为他们绕城哦，那老百姓都觉得很奇怪嘛。
They say that because the Israelites were circling the city, and so the people,
in Jericho,
the people of Jericho felt that it was very strange.
所以大家都站在城墙上面看。
So everybody was on the city walls looking down.
那这个大家通通上来的时候呢？哇，人太多了，然后城墙就倒下来了啦。
And so because there were too many people on the rooftop, so that's why the walls collapsed.
有些解经学家是这样讲的。
So that's what some theologians say.
我们都知道这个是 totally dismiss the power of God. 他们就忽略了神真的是一个有能力的神。
But this is a total disregard of God's power.
但这种战术没有听过，这个太奇怪。
It might seem strange because nobody fights a war like that.
这个没有信心大概很难哦。
And if without faith, it's very difficult to fight this war.
这个告诉我们什么道理呢？
What teaching does it bring?
我没有知道，其实他们这个绕城的过程当中有几个东西哦，就是。他们也是跟着耶柜是吗？
We know that when they were circling, they followed the Ark of the Covenant.
我们看第七节。
Let's read verse 7.
好，也许从第四节开始读好，到第七节。
Let's read from verse 4 to verse 7. Joshua chapter 6 verse 4. And seven priests shall bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. But the seventh day you shall march around the city seven times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. Verse 5. It shall come to pass, when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall shout with a great shout. Then the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people shall go up every man straight before him. Verse 6. Then Joshua the son of Nun called the priests and said to them, Take up the Ark of the Covenant, and let seven priests bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the Ark of the Lord. Verse 7. And he said to the people, Proceed and march around the city, and let him who is armed advance before the Ark of the Lord.
那这场绕的方法到底告诉我们什么教训呢？
What does the event of circling around the city of Jericho teach us?
第一，我们学到真的用我们要完完全全的信靠神的方法，虽然有时候他的方法好像听起来非常的 ridiculous。
Firstly, we learn that we need to trust God totally in His plans for us, even though it might seem ridiculous。
就是我们要有信心呐。
That means we have to have faith。
有时候我们在看圣经，有些东西你想一想，会觉得说，什么神的要求真的有时候很 ridiculous。
Sometimes when we are reading the Bible, we think to ourselves, why are the requirements of God so ridiculous?
为什么我一定要我你说我奉献明明钱拿出去了，为什么我会得到祝福呢？
Why is it that when I offer, since I take out my money, but I still become blessed?
这个 math 里面是不通的。
This does not link in our minds.
这个 mathematics is not logical, right?
This is not logical.
你奉献十分之一。
When you offer one-tenth,
你是损失了十分之一。
You lose 10%.
怎么他会打开天上的窗户，出我们让无处可容呢？
So why is it that God will pour out blessings from the windows of heaven?
这是骗人的宗教吗？
Is this a lie? A
false? 因为你要我拿钱出来，所以你编一个谎言让我来听你吗？
Is it because you want me to pay you money? That's why you made up this lie.
这是 very ridiculous. 这个数学是不通的。
This is not logical in our minds.
但是这个，如果你有信心做，你真的可以体会到神真的祝福给你哦。
But if you do it with faith, then we will truly experience the blessings.
比如神希望你能够在主内联婚。
God wishes that you get married in church in the Lord.
这个是很 ridiculous， 不是吗？
Isn't this ridiculous？
世上的人这么多。
There are so many people in the world.
又不是真耶稣教的人才是真的好人呐。
Can it not only be that true Jesus Church members are good?
你们有没有发现过，其实你的朋友比你真耶稣教的朋友更 decent？ 有没有注意到这个问题？
Has any of you
have you ever discovered that?
Have you ever discovered that people outside are better than the people in church?
有注意到这个，请举手。
Who has realized this? Please raise your hand.
Some of them is better than our members.
That some of the people of the world are better than some of our members.
是有吗？不是没有，对不对？那神为什么说你一定要我在这里结婚呢？
It's such a case, isn't it? So why is it that the Lord emphasizes that we have to be married in the Lord?
This is ridiculous.
This might seem ridiculous.
这个你怎么那么独裁啊?
Why are you so strict?
独裁? 独裁是什么? How do you say 独裁 in English? Humphrey. Paul. Dictators. Yeah? You dictate every step of my life.
Why are you so dictating?
我不听你的啦。
I will not listen to you.
其实哦，很多神的话，有时候你用头脑去想，像好像在绕城一样，这是想不通的。
Actually, a lot of the commandments of God might seem illogical to us.
但是当你用信心去做的时候，
But if we do it with faith,
你会知道真的他是来祝福我们的。
We will realize that truly he blesses us.
但是如果没有信心，你硬着要做，其实没有信心本身就是罪啊。
But if we do not have faith and we do it, it is a sin.
所以我们呢，他不只是绕，他要跟着这个祭司来绕哦。
Not only do they have to circle the city of Jericho, they need to follow the priests.
那祭司前面有什么东西呢？
And what do the priests carry?
祭司前面有什么东西呢？
And what advances before the priests?
Now who is in front of the priests?
Who's in front of the priests?
Who? 哎, did you guys read Joshua? Please answer. Do you guys read Joshua? Huh? Amen, right? 有读Joshua的请举手。 我就问过太多次了，但是你们怎么都，你们是不好意思回答吗？还是不知道答案？
Are you too shy to answer, or do you really not know the question, the answer to the question?
Too shy to answer, the please raise your hand.
Who is too shy to answer?
Oh. You are too shy, therefore you don't want to raise your hand. 这个带兵器在祭司面前是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to have armed men before the priests?
要排除障碍。
It is to clear away all obstacles.
如果神叫我们走这一条路，我们一定要走这一条路，所有的障碍通通不可以让它发生。 Determined to follow the way of God. 就是所以我们要有一个决心，神要我走的路呢，我一定要去走就对了。
So we must have the determination to follow, to walk on the path God wants us to walk on.
你要这个脚踏月亮，你要。 你要攻占耶利哥，你要攻占你的情欲，你要攻占应许之地，你一定要决心哦，用神的方法。
We must have the determination to follow God's method of overcoming Jericho and all the other stuff.
我问大家一个问题啊。
Let me ask you a question.
为什么我们老是每次 NYTS 回来都要再次认罪？
Why is it that we always need to repent whenever we come back to NYTS to confess our sins?
当然我们可以说我们真的很软弱。
Of course we can say that we truly are very weak.
但是还有一个原因呢，哦。 But
there is one other reason.
我们的 determination 真的不够。
It is because we have not enough determination.
Sometimes we are not too cruel to ourselves. 有时候我们对自己不够残忍。怎么说呢？有时候我们让自己太 就是给自己太多 excuses.
Sometimes we give too many excuses.
你看那个但以理，他能够成功的原因在哪里？
Why did Daniel have success?
他立志不吃王的酒，不用王的膳。
It was because he was determined in rejecting the things of the king.
那他一立志之后呢？他什么都能改变他的立志，包括那个什么啊，包括人啊，可能会瘦啦。 可能不会被录用了，他所有的统统可以排除，就是他决定了，就是他的刀拿出来了，就是无论怎么样，他就是不这样做就对了。
He was able to get rid of all his desires and follow the way of the Lord.
I say he, 他真的是决定哦 ，determined to do it 哦。
He was very determined to do it.
弟兄姐妹，我们真的要想办法，真的求主耶稣给我们一个立志哦，排除障碍，我们可以跟随啊。 走主的方法，用主的方法。
We need to pray for the determination to follow in the will of the Lord.
这个吹角是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to blow the?
我们跟随神哈，啊，我们要攻占耶利哥，把罪恶攻取，把那个罪恶的世界啊，能够攻取呢？我们要用福音呢，要吹号，能够把福音传给人，那么呢，罪恶就会损啊，就会被攻打。
We need to blow the trumpets of the gospel so as to conquer the world and lead people to believe in God.
To overcome the darknesses, huh? By preaching gospels, huh? 我们看利未记二十五章九节。
Listen to Leviticus 20 verse.
利未记二十五章九节。
Leviticus chapter 25 verse 9.
二十五章九节。
Leviticus chapter 25 verse 9.
二十五章九节到。九节哈，请读。
25:9. Then you shall cause the trumpet of the jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. On the day of atonement, you shall make the trumpet to sound throughout all your land.
这个是一个禧年要吹的，禧年就是报福音的，是吹角的。
And on the 10th day of the 7th month is a day when you shall cause the trumpets to sound.
这是禧年啊，这是 jubilee.
Is it the jubilee year?
来 homework.
Homework.
你们有时间做 homework 吗？
Do you have time to do homework?
No.
啊？ Tomorrow, how about tomorrow? You do? What's the difference between blowing the horn and blowing the ram's horn, right? 这是羊角 right? And several trumpet, 有什么不一样？
What's the difference between blowing the ram's horns and the trumpets?
这是羊角，对不对
？These are ram's horns, aren't they?
对不对？是哈、哦，我没说错，没有哈、哦。啊，这个是根据利未记，这个是传福音的，报好消息的，告诉人家喜年要来临的。
According to Leviticus, the trumpet of the jubilee, is to proclaim the gospel.
那银号是什么意思呢？吹银号是什么意思
？What does it mean to blow the trumpets?
A silver trumpet.
Oh, the silver trumpets.
来，你们找找答案好不好？啊。
Please find the answer.
Yeah, if you can find, I will appreciate it. 啊。所以要攻占黑暗是用传福音的方法。
So to overcome darkness, we need to preach the gospel.
啊，当然也是跟随祭司，跟随耶柜，就是代表我们跟从神的脚步。
Of course, we also need to follow, the Ark of the Covenant and follow the priest and this represents following God.
那每天都要去传福音，每天都要去对付我们的黑暗。
We need to preach the gospel every day and overcome the darkness.
那第七天有七次。
And on the seventh day, you need to march around the city seven times.
什么意思呢
？What does it mean?
啊，越到最后啊，越到倒临位之前呢，你要越殷勤的。跟随神，越殷勤的祷告，越殷勤的访问，那最后呢，那个城墙就被啊，人的心就被你攻打了。比如说，慕道朋友他心里是黑暗的，对不对？好像他们心是一个耶利哥城啊。
For example, the hearts of truth seekers are very dark, like Jericho.
那你要攻占他，你要拯救他。
And you want to conquer the darkness and save his soul.
那你平常要传福音。
So you need to preach to him often.
啊，那第七天临危到了，你要越殷勤的传福音。
And on the seventh day, you need to preach more fervently.
啊，就是第七天了，临危到了，你要常常访问，常常传扬。
To visit more often and preach the gospel more.
啊，我当然还有很多教训，我们今天就先谈到这里啊。
So we'll end here.
我们一起来默祷。